This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The hiring of RTD's new leader has cleared another hurdle. A board committee approved the hiring of Deborah Johnson. She's currently the deputy leader at a transit agency in Southern California. She'll be RTD's first female CEO if the board gives full approval next week. A rail line running through southeast Colorado will get more than $11 million on maintenance. The line that carries Amtrak's Southwest Chief runs from Chicago to Los Angeles and through Lamar, La Junta, and Trinidad, Colorado. Trinidad Mayor Phil Rico says the ongoing investments are necessary to keep his city connected to the rest of the country.
Trinidad is, you know, regaining strength. We're being recognized, and we have a lot of things going on here. We just feel like it'll be an opportunity for people to be able to jump on the train and visit Trinidad.
The money is coming from the federal government and New Mexico. Aspen Snowmass is the latest Colorado resort to announce plans for ski season during COVID-19. CPR Sarah Mulholland has more.
The resort will resume season pass sales next month. The company is also adding new pass options to manage capacity during peak times. Aspen is offering free 7-day passes for local teachers, school workers, and frontline hospital employees. The resort plans to start the season without requiring reservations, but says that could change based on health and safety guidelines. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Vail Resort says its season pass sales are up this year. The sales are mostly from people using credits from last year's shortened season to renew their passes. Sales to new customers are down. Vail has highs today in the 70s. This is CPR News.